USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Addressing the UN General Assembly, President Trump has a message for everyone wanting open borders across the world.
Today I have a message for those open border activists who cloak themselves in the rhetoric of social justice. Your policies are not just. Your policies are cruel and evil.
The president is continuing to hold bilateral meetings in New York City on Tuesday. Boeing is paying the families of the 737 MAX crash victims $144,000 each. The immediate financial aid will be paid out to more than 300 families. The planes have been grounded around the world since the second crash in March. And as a strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors continues, the CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association is worried about the impact on the entire state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard says President Trump's actions on Iran are not in the interests of the American people.
First of all, the United States has no treaty alliance or security agreement with Saudi Arabia. So the United States responding on behalf of Saudi Arabia would really be unprecedented. Second, we've got to understand that Iran is retaliating, that this situation didn't just come out of nowhere.
The Democratic representative from Hawaii speaking there on Fox News. Republican Senator Josh Hawley is demanding Facebook take action to prove it is trying to be fair to conservatives.
Quit harvesting people's data, sell off these companies that you're using to create a monopoly, and do a third-party audit. Submit to an independent third-party audit to prove that you're not biased against conservatives.
Senator Hawley met with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg last Thursday to discuss issues including privacy and allegations of anti-conservative discrimination. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
While in Iowa, former Vice President and 2020 hopeful Joe Biden refused to explain in a video interview why Iowans should bother voting for him if they are experiencing a booming economy. The exchange on WQAD with anchor Denise Hedka has gone viral.
Well, in Iowa, the unemployment rate is 2.5%. People say they are employed in Iowa, and their small businesses are growing. Iowa
picked
Trump by...
They were employed before he got elected.
The president won by 10 percentage points in Iowa.
I'm not suggesting he didn't win by 10 percentage points. What I'm suggesting is he's not the reason for the unemployment rate being down.
But why should people want to make a change, though?
Well, that's up to them to decide.
Why should they?
It's for them to decide.
Well, make your case.
I'm not going to.
Recent polls show Biden dropping from the top spot in Iowa and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren now taking over that top spot. An earthquake rattles Puerto Rico on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Puerto Rico shaken last night by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake, but no major damage has been reported. Now Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are bracing for a visit from Tropical Storm Karen. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Forecasting Center.
We expect Karen to pass near over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands later today. But the main threat with Karen is extremely heavy rainfall. Rainfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches with isolated totals of 8 inches are possible in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.